this and this will happen. You will bring my people out when you reach the Red Sea. There will be a Red Sea, and behind you, there will be a big army. So if God could have told Abraham that was going to happen, Abraham could have said, God, kill me here. Kill me here. I want God. Red Sea in front, behind me an army. God, I want God. But let me tell you, men and women, if you want to serve God, if you want to do the work of the ministry, if God has called you to do the work of the ministry, let me tell you, men and women of God, there will be good and bad times. You will go over mountains and in valleys. You will go through storms. You will go through problems. Hallelujah! But the Lord will be with you. The Lord will stand with you. The Lord will take you through every obstacle, every problem. The Lord will take you through, because we are serving a good God. We are serving a good God. God cannot take you, choose you, anoint you, and just throw you in problems. He knows what he's doing. Some things happen to us to make us grow, to make us mature in the things of God, because God wants to take us from one faith to another faith, from one glory to another glory. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? And we cannot move in another level if you are just sitting in our comfort. Can you say amen? If you are just sitting in your comfort, you are not seeking God. You are not seeking God. If you are not after God, the things of God, if you are not seeking the face of Jesus, my brother, my sister, you will never go anywhere. God will never take you to another level. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So this is the time the church of God, everywhere in the world, everywhere in the world, this is the time for the church to wake up and rise up and do the things that God has called the church to do. It is too late. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
So Abraham was a man of God. So God told Abraham, get out of your country and from your family. That was a very difficult decision. Difficult decision.